I should like to repeat just a couple of the verses from the Old Testament reading from a moment ago. As I said, the text as a whole, the entire Decalogue really serves as the basis for our meditation this morning, but I do not intend to repeat the entire Decalogue here at this point in time. Then God spoke all these words, saying, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. It all comes down to, I think, a matter of initiative. A matter of an individual taking upon himself or herself the initiative to pursue the things of God, to pursue the will of God as it is revealed here in the Ten Commandments. If it is anything other than the initiative being taken by the individual, you or me, well, then we've got a little bit of a problem on our hands, I believe. It's a matter of initiative because when you stop and think about it, initiative on the part of an individual is generally reflective of the individual's heart. As parents, the one thing you live for is your kids to take the initiative to do something around the house, just to do something for the parents. It means a world of, makes a world of difference, if you will, if the child takes the initiative to clean a room in the house versus being told to clean a room in the house. There's a difference there. And I think you can all agree with me on that. Initiative reflects the heart. I want to do this for you. Why? Well, you know, you've been awful nice to me. I realize that you have taken care of me. I realize what you've done for me. And I now want to give something in return. Oh, initiative means everything. God created man with a free will. Why? Because he hoped that man would take the initiative to serve him. He didn't create a robot that he just had to type commands into and the robot would carry it out. It's not what he wanted. Now, to take the initiative on something, boy, that makes a whole world of difference. And it seems to me that that is precisely what God is doing here with this Decalogue, with these Ten Commandments. He prefaces them with these words, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. In other words, what he reminds the children of Israel of is, very simply, how good he's been to them. What he has already done for them. He did not come to them while they were in Egypt and say, you know, here's my Ten Commandments, and if you keep these well enough, I'll take you out of slavery. I'll release you from Egypt. No, that's not what he said. He acted first. He showed grace and mercy and love first. And that's what he reminds them of here. And now the rest of the Decalogue becomes a matter, at least from God's perspective, a matter of initiative. Your initiative. Here's a way that you can show me your gratitude, because this is a revelation of my will. And I know that as you strive to uphold these commands, as you strive to keep these commands, as you do keep these commands, I know that you're doing it from your heart. in response to the goodness that I have already shown to you that you did not earn. That's why I think God phrases the commandments the way he does, and we talked about that last week in the Bible class. It's a matter of initiative. If God has to hold a hammer over one's head and say, "You will not steal," well, that doesn't mean anything to him. But when his child says, "I will not steal because God has been good to me," well, now that's a whole different matter, isn't it? It's a matter of initiative. So that, where does that place me? Because I have to admit, I don't know about you, but I have to admit that my initiative is oftentimes lacking. There are times when I just plain and simply don't want to keep God's commandments. And there's other times when I want to keep those commandments, so I think that God is going to smile upon me and maybe give me some extra blessing. Well, you see, that's nothing other than works righteousness. So where does that leave me? That leaves me staring at the law, as our catechism said, and what's reflecting back to me is my sin. That's where it leaves me. Because unless my initiative for even trying to keep these things comes from the heart, then I'm in trouble. I am nowhere near keeping this law, even if I kept them all to the outward letter. Well, what it does is it leaves me staring at this law, seeing that my initiative is lacking, that I'm going about keeping them for all the wrong reasons. And I see my need for Jesus Christ. I see my need for the forgiveness that he came to win for me, to earn for me. And I stand daily at the foot of that cross and I cry, "Lord, have mercy," constantly, because I need your forgiveness. I need your grace each and every minute. And the good news of the gospel is just this. Jesus Christ says, "Okay. It's yours. Because this is why I came. I knew you couldn't do it. I knew sin had too great a hold on you. And I have come to forgive that and give you life in spite of yourself." That's why we cry for his forgiveness every day. My heart isn't always in the right place. Some days, maybe, it seldom is. But our Lord came to die for that sin. And that is exactly what he did. And now I stand before God as a forgiven sinner, an inheritor of eternal life, an inheritor of the crown of everlasting life because of my Savior. Lord, my initiative is wrong. Lord, my initiative is lacking. Lord, my initiative isn't even there today. Forgive me for not responding properly to your grace and your mercy. Amen.